Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Fans of Motion, the Ultimate Night Ranger podcast. Sitting across from me, one of the men, the myth, the legends of Florida, Mr. Dave Nadelman, joining me again. How you doing, Dave? How you
What's
doing today?
happening, buddy? How are you?
Are you still on the high of seeing Night Ranger last weekend?
2 days ago. Yeah.
Well, it's 2 days ago, but
It's 2 days.
remember,
Yes. Yes.
this is
Yes.
Hollywood now, man. This is
Yes.
Hollywood.
It's Hollywood. Yes.
I'm saying last weekend, even though it's still the weekend here. It's all Oz and
Yeah.
smoky
Still
beer.
riding that high from last weekend. Oh,
Yeah, there we
feels
go.
like forever since I've been
Yeah.
there.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the show that Dave was at on Friday, which was the Clearwater show. This is basically going to be the news, notes, minutia episodes that we used to do, just kind of catch you up on some of the latest happenings of Night Ranger. We're going to go over some of the tour dates coming up, all that good stuff. Look at my shirt. I don't know if you can see this. Look at
Night
that.
Ranger tribute. Yeah, where'd you get that little toy from?
When I went and saw Sentimental Street, the Night Ranger tribute band, they're like, "Hey, looks like you need a shirt." And I was like, "All right." And so here it is. Night Ranger tribute band, Sentimental Street, out of Cincinnati, Ohio. Really good band. I was quite impressed, and I'll probably get those guys on. I'm talking to a few of them. We'll definitely do something with them. This weekend, now we're going to talk at the end, about Dave and his last weekend, but here in a couple days, right, this coming weekend,
Course.
I'm going to be in Washington, Pennsylvania to see Night Ranger. There's going to be a lot of Fems there.
Well, yeah, you're gonna have the Washington. I mean, you're gonna have the Philadelphia crew, Pittsburgh, Ohio people gonna cross that line.
Oh. And here's the thing is I'm going to the next show Saturday in Grantville, which is Bret Michaels, Night Ranger, and I think there's the third band. I probably should have looked. I need one of those guys, like when I say that, like don't they have, like some of the big podcasts have people that type up the shit and say it in their ear. Yeah, I need one of those. But I'll be at that show. But the thing is, I am actually going to stay in Washington Friday night and not travel alongside the band so I can hang out afterwards because I'm always running. And I decided not this time. So I will be staying behind and having some beers. You need to fly on up there, Nadelman.
Yeah, that's not gonna work.
Yeah.
That's not gonna work.
You
That's
know
not gonna
what?
work.
If you would stop buying all that vinyl, you'd have all this airplane money.
We're not gonna talk about that, I thought, Josh. I
Yeah,
thought that was
yeah.
a yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah, of course. If I stop buying vinyl, which I never do, I would definitely be up there.
So we got Night Ranger in Washington, PA, which is just a little south of Pittsburgh. Going to eat at a King's Family restaurant. I always enjoy stopping there. And then, yeah, Saturday in Grantville, PA, out in the kind of the middle of nowhere. And so yeah, and then next week, Wednesday night, they're playing out in Vegas at Counts Vamped, which is the Danny Coker, I think his name is, the guy that did American Pawn Stars and Counts Customs TV show. He had a rock club. I think he's closing it. I think he's moving on to some other things. But the last few weeks they're having some big bands. Night Ranger's going to be there on the 18th. I will be out there for that. That I just saw was sold out. Not that it was a big venue, but it's an intimate venue. It's going to be small. I think tickets were $100, so it should be a good time for everybody that's going to be out there joining the band. So I will see you out there in Vegas as well. So Night Ranger, I'm gonna get my fill.
From Washington, PA, all the way to Vegas.
Yeah, so there we go. Brad's birthday's coming up. Did you get him a gift?
My presence at his show was his
Well,
gift.
you
I
know
don't know if
what?
he, I don't know if he took that way, but
Well, I was talking to him, and that's exactly what he wanted. So it worked out mutually for both of you. Are you a Triumph fan?
I am a diehard Triumph fan.
Jack Blades, heard of him?
Heard of him.
Jack Blades did a there's a Triumph. All right, thought I had this ready. So there is a Triumph tribute CD, Magic Power All-Star Tribute to Triumph, that they kind of officially, did. And Jack sings Follow Your Heart. So if you go to Jack's page, I think he just posted it a couple days ago, so it's there. Are you going to check it out? Do you get into the tribute album thing?
I do. I do. I would hope they would release it on vinyl. Not that I buy vinyl or anything, but I mean, if they did, I would love to have that on vinyl. Yeah, I do. I've purchased a lot of tribute music lately. Bunch of country stars doing Tom Petty, fantastic album. Other stuff like that.
Texting your boy, by the way. Back. Yeah, I mean, it used to be, I mean, there for a while, like early 2000s, maybe. There were like tribute albums left and right. And I mean, there's some with, a good portion with Jack. Brad's on a few. So they're not, I guess, maybe as popular just because maybe CDs aren't as popular and stuff. But, yeah, so there's that new Triumph. And then I guess Triumph got back together for a
I heard
show
that. I heard that.
before the Edmonton Oilers Stanley Cup appearance. And I guess the bass player maybe wasn't, yeah, I think he's involved, but he just wasn't involved for that show.
He was on the advertisement that I saw that they're back together, so I would assume he's going to be in it.
Yeah, he said he had he said that he had some medical issues that he had to
Okay.
deal with. But yeah, I mean, Triumph's one of those bands where, I mean, huge back in the day. And again, it's like that's where you should look at, kind of equivalent to Night Ranger. I mean, Triumph's basically been dormant. Except for little periods here and there.
It's funny, I was just switching around on YouTube yesterday and my stepson found the saw the Motley Crue US Festival thing. And I was like, well, you gotta check out the Triumph because that performance that they did at the US Festival was amazing. But
I mean, that there was like, I mean, and again, I'm looking at it as a historian because I was only six.
sure.
To me, that was like, the doorbell rings and then the door gets kicked open and all the people start coming into the party. That was the door being kicked down. It's like Motley Crue, Judas Priest. I mean, not that like Judas Priest and some of those bands weren't popular, but they were going mainstream.
Well, they had a hard rock day, they had a new wave day, and I think they had a country day. And I think on the hard rock day, there were, and I looked it up, there were like 600,000 people there. 600,000 people.
Give me a second here. Talking to Bradley. Great, great podcast entertainment here.
Yeah, you keep them engaged. Keep them engaged. Should I start singing or something with that while they're while?
So Jack did the Triumph record. I can't really give out much, but Kelly has been in the studio doing a few things. So there's that. We do have, so I know we've talked about Carrie and the project Metal Warrior,
Right.
which is Metal Warrior is Greg Stone, this kind of project who he's the one that created Stone Brewery. It was huge and he just sold it. And so he's doing this album and he's got Carrie on board. Carrie, I think, does all the instruments and he sings a majority of the songs. So, like the growling RRR stuff, that's Greg. There's a female vocalist, then Carrie's the rest. If you want to check out Carrie's voice, I just know the track I know off the top of my head that he sings is a track called Medicine. So,
Okay.
Metal Warrior Medicine. But they are, like I said, it's a comic book, a graphic novel or whatever you want to call it. And they're going to have this, the music to coincide with it. So in New York City, there's like a maybe a comic book convention, and they are going to be there doing different stuff, signing and everything, and Carrie's going to be there. So it's kind of like a I think they call it like an NFT launch celebration. So they're doing the non whatever that thing is. But I thought I had the thing here, but here it is. NFT launch celebration, New York City, June 26th. I don't really know. Beer Authority, 300 West 40th Street, 6:30 to 9:30. So listen, if you want to go meet Carrie Kelly, New York City, June 26th, Metal Warrior NFT launch. Ba-da-ba. So there you go. A little bit of Joel Hoekstra news. He is working on, I think, his fourth solo record, Joel Hoekstra's 13. It's completed, sent to the label. So here the next, I would say, month or so, we should probably be getting some, dates of a release and stuff like that. If you haven't yet, definitely check out Joel Hoekstra's 13, especially that first album, Dying to Live.
Great album.
Yep, great
Great
rock,
album.
great rock record. Dave Nadelman joined Tim's Vinyl Connection for like when they talk on, they do like an album review on each record, and Tim's putting out another book. This one's on Night Ranger, so keep an eye on Nadelman here. He may be on that podcast. I don't know if you've got that lined up or not, and I don't think he has a link to the book yet, but I'm sure when there is, it will be on the page. Have you seen, like on the back of cars where they have like the dealership
Yeah.
logo and stuff? Have you seen the ones where they have like Night Ranger Edition and Kiss Edition, and it's the logo and it looks really cool? It's like it looks like the what you would put on the back of a car.
I have
Anyways,
not.
I bought one just to see if it was really that cool, which I knew it wouldn't be, and it wasn't. So it's not magnetic or nothing. It looks nothing like the pictures. That probably cost me 20 some bucks. So
It
don't get.
would have been nice if it was hollow, like the letters were hot, like you know.
Well, it's supposed to be like the silver. It looks silver metallic, and it's not. I mean, I knew it was too good to be true. But I thought I would take a gander and just, I mean, it'd be cool if it was 10 bucks or something, not even that, but there's that. Don't do it. What else? Oh yeah, need to, I still got some Eric Levy shirts. $32. Be part of Team Levy. I think I got every size except for medium. So, I mean, I got not a lot of stuff of those left, but I did sell the medium and I maybe got a few larges, extra larges. Bands of Motion, Cheap Trick.
Style, yeah.
Yep, there you go. And I got those, I think, in all sizes. I don't think I'm sold out in any of those yet. And then the Dawn Patrol, the fancy
I
dress.
did see somebody wearing that at the show.
Yeah, people love it. $25, includes shipping. So there we go. What do we got? Let's see what we got I can show off. Do you remember these? Now this is kind of rare because this one isn't even punched. You remember this?
That is a carnival mirror packaging from county fairs and stuff. I
Yeah.
do remember that.
So I will get these if they're less than $20. And I found one less than $20. And like I said, I had the like not that it's anything worth anything more, but I was like, how many of those are around that they didn't punch out the front? You know what I mean? But there is
Yep.
Carnival
Many, many
Mirror.
people have had that. Wow, that's a good grab.
Yeah. I remember being at the fair here in town and seeing that and just begging my grandma to let me play. I was probably 6, 7 and winning it. I probably still got my original somewhere, but if you look around, I probably got over the last 20, 30 years, probably 6 or 7 of these. But like, it's like I'll pay, it's $20 or something. I might get it, but a
The
coach.
Van Halens were big. The Rushes were big. What else is
Yeah,
big? Are those?
I'm trying to think if I had any bands. I mean, I know I had some. But I don't remember like what I had, so I don't know if I had any bands. I mean, I could have had a Survivor or something like that. I mean, but I probably had, Transformers or some shit. Were you ever a Cream magazine reader?
I was.
Did you ever drink Boy Howdy?
I have not.
So Boy Howdy is kind of, I think, the fictional beer of Cream. And so they would have in each article like bands drinking their beer. And I posted this to the page. It's a picture of Night Ranger 1984. And they're all holding their cans of beer. Brad's really excited. Jack's excited. Fitz being cool, just there with the beer balancing on his head. And back before they had, reasonable PR, Night Ranger would practically give up Christianity and Little Sisters for a swig of Boy Howdy. So, other bands on here, Flock of Seagull. You remember Dwight Twilley?
I do not.
Dwight Tilly. Motley Crue. Those zany guys of Motley Crue think that Boy Howdy is phallic, but in their case, what isn't? Huey Lewis and Clarence Clemens. So just a cool little.
Did you get the whole magazine, or was that just a one page
It
that you
was
got?
just one cut out and it was like $7. Like, you know what I mean? It's just unique enough to where, I'll pay $7 not to have to try to track down what magazine it's in and everything else. So, now, to kind of put a frame on how old our band is that we like, they used to sell sheet music of our band. Now they have Sing Me Away, Sister Christian, all the Seven Wishes. This one's probably the most rare. Not that that means it's worth anything much more, but you don't see this one as much. So when you close your eyes,
Nice.
so it's just sheet music, piano, vocal, guitar, words and music by Jack Blades, Alan Francis Fitzgerald, and Bradley Gillis, recorded on Night Ranger, recorded by Night Ranger on Camel Records, MCA Records. So, yeah, so like I said, just that's probably, like I said, the rarest of them. I mean, you'll still see it, but like I said, the other ones are fairly common. And you can get all of them for $10 or under. You ever seen this?
Japanese album, full album.
So this is Japanese vinyl. How to Become a Superstar Night Ranger, Brad Gillis, Jeff Watson, the Rock Guitar. And what I've shown this on the podcast before, but I think I got this copy, very, very good deal on it. So I think I went ahead and got it. Plus, it had the hype sticker there in the corner. So this is from Japan. And what it is, it will show. So if you look on the back, let's just do side B is the song Night Ranger. Rumors can't find me, thrill, sing me away. And they break it down. You got 2A, 2B, 2C. And what it is they do, they'll play the regular Night Ranger solo, and then they have someone there playing it slow so you can hear it note for note. And what it is, it's meant for back then, you being a guitar player, you could just
You can
sit
learn
there
that.
and
You can, yeah, you
play.
can learn the song.
I mean, eventually they had stuff. I mean, I remember when I used to play, you had little devices where you could plug it in, record something off of a CD, and then manipulate the speed. Now they got all kinds of shit. You probably take out everything and just have whatever you're trying to listen to. But
Then they had the Hot Licks videos.
yeah. This would have been a little bit before the Hot Licks, I think. This would have been, probably released in 84. So there you go. You need that for your collection. But there we go. Some Night Ranger collectibles. So Dave Nadelman did so did you survive your Night Ranger show now that you've been on a few episodes of Fans of Motion, all the ladies chasing after you? Was it like being in the Beatles?
Beating them off for the stick, Josh. Beating them off for the stick.
It's a tough life, man. And
Someone's got to do it.
they just the ladies just want to say they've been with a femme host, and I'm unattainable. So you're their object of desire now. So I saw that the venue, what was the name of the venue?
The Capitol Theater. I forgot the two names of the people that
Yeah.
it was the so and so Capitol Theater.
But I guess, I'd gotten a lot of messages. Hey, is this going to be an acoustic show? And I was like, well, I haven't been informed that, so I'm going to assume no. And eventually, it got enough to where I reached out to Ed. It's like, what's going on here? Blah blah blah. And no, it's going to be an electric show. So you
Well,
sent me a.
I think that started because one of the members of the page said the last time he was at that theater, he saw Night Ranger do an acoustic show, and I think everybody just looked at that and their mind just started going, oh, acoustic, acoustic, yeah.
So how was the venue there?
The venue was small. It was sold out. It was a 750 seat venue. And when I say small, there was no place in the back for the rig truck to go or the tour bus. They were just parked out on the street, like right on the street. There was no place. The stage was tiny, so small that Kelly's set couldn't even fit completely sideways, like it was. Like it was more angled inward. And if you were sitting all the way to the right, like all the way up, you couldn't even see the drum set because it was behind, like, kind of the curtain. The drum solo was interesting. All of them trying to get up on that little riser in the corner of the stage, and yeah, it was a small venue.
Did they open with your song?
Did they open with my song?
Yeah, you wanted to see, well, I guess you prefer Rockin' America towards the end.
I do.
And is that what they opened with, though?
They open with Rockin' America.
There we go.
But you know what? I'll take it. Every time I'll take it.
Did you get any gems or anything? What was
We
the deal?
got so we got a we got a couple gems. We got a very unexpected gem. One of the gems we got was nor was a kind of normal, now is Call My Name. We got Come Again, most of Come Again, as well as the rest of the Damn Yankee songs. Usually they'll just play a snippet of Come Again. But we got about half the song. We got Rumors in the Air. Always great to hear that. Then they started playing a little intro, and then Jack started coming up and talking about it. And then they played the little intro again, and we got, which I've never seen live before, was Growing Up in California.
Growing up
I
in
don't think I've I don't think I've
California.
ever saw it. I mean, maybe I'm sure I saw it on the on that tour, or if I went on that tour.
Well, I mean, that was that year it was released. They did the Journey and Foreigner tour, but I mean, I'm sure they were playing other dates.
I think we got that instead of High Road. Like, I think they subbed that out for it.
So when I was with them in Harris, Michigan last October, they worked on Somewhere in California because
Growing up in California.
That too. The bridge where he starts talking about like the locations and stuff. Jack's like, "Is it this or this?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And he's like, "What do you mean you don't know? You know all our stuff." I'm like, "Dude." So I think I pulled up the lyrics and showed him on the phone what they were. I can't remember. They talk about the hills or something like that. I can't remember the locations, but yeah, I mean that was 6, 7 months ago. So I'm sure they've been working it up at sound checks and stuff since then. But it's cool that they. Hopefully, you guys got into it so the rest of us can see it down the road.
I was into it. I saw people that were into it. Overall, I don't know how into it,
Come on, man.
because I
Yeah.
did look around. I did look
Yeah.
around the large amount.
Well, what they should have done was they should have took out "Come Again" and "High" or "Come Again" and "High Enough" and played, "Slap Like Being Born" and something off "Man in Motion."
Yeah.
So.
So when I say the place was small, so I got the VI I bought the VIP package. So we got there really late because there was traffic, and I didn't know till later why the reason why there was so much traffic is because another small band happened to be playing that night in the area. You may have heard of them, Metallica. Yeah, Metallica. They were playing.
Dave Mustaine's old band.
Yeah. So they were playing. So everybody was there for Metallica.
So do you know what small connection you can make with Night Ranger and Metallica?
I'm sure there is a 6 degrees of something, but
I mean, I don't know if there's like a 6 degree. I mean, sure there is, but
But you're
with
going to tell us. That's why we keep you around, Josh.
Robert Trujillo, I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right, their bass player, one of his first inspirations to play bass, he was at Cal Jam 2, and he saw this little white guy just playing all this slap bass up there, and
With the
he
round
went to
glasses and the.
Rubicon and he's like, "What the fuck is that?" And he'll still talk about it in interviews, obviously. I mean, it ain't like I talked to Robert and he told me. Well, you're a woman. But my Siri watch just went off asking, they didn't understand what I was saying. Yeah, so he was part of his inspiration to pick up bass was Jack Blades of Rubicon. So.
So we got there kind of, we're rushing to get there, and we're driving around, and it was downtown Clearwater. So we're driving around like, where, and it Siri is telling us to make a left here, make a left. So we're going around in circles, and my wife's like, well, there's a big ass Night Ranger truck. Maybe that's where they're playing. And I'm like, okay. We went there. We went. We go into the. We go into the lobby. After we showed our passes, and I see a couple of the Phantom Motion people, FIMS, and
Films.
I'm starting to talk to them, but I'm not realizing that in the lobby right there to my other side, that's where they were doing the meet and greet, like right in the lobby. They threw up the tapestry, the backdrop. And that's where, and I didn't realize that till after I was talking to a couple of them for a while. Like, I'm like, that's, they're doing it right there. So it was that small. So we were near the back of the line because we got there late. We did the meet and greet, and then we're walking. They shuffled us to another door. So I was talking to a couple of people there, and the security's like, "You guys got to get out of here because that's the door that the band was coming out of right after us." To go back into their bus because there was no, I don't think there was a train, a dressing room or whatever. So the guy's like, "You guys go upstairs." I'm like, "Well, where's upstairs?" He's like, "Just go upstairs. Go upstairs. We got to get you out of here." So we go upstairs and we end up on the roof at this rooftop bar with everybody else with the things, and it was like 100 degrees up there. There was no cover. There was a bar, but it was just everybody looked miserable up there because it was so hot. And so I was like, okay, let's go back downstairs. And we went back down, and obviously the band was already out. So then we were able to go into the venue. But we got some pictures with some Phims. I met some people that I haven't met before on the page.
So who
It
were
was a
some
good
of the
time.
films there? Do some name dropping.
Well, Mr. I believe he was on our podcast a little while ago, Mr. James Gillen.
Oh yeah, I remember that guy.
You remember him? He did, he didn't have anything off somewhere in California in his countdown, if you remember correctly. Well, it was Kathy Juba was there, Dave Glazer was there, Sid Hartzell and his wife were there.
They were celebrating their
Their anniversary, yeah.
big kudos for that guy putting up with her.
Kelly, that was her name. Kelly, yeah.
Yeah, I
Another,
always like to fuck with her.
yeah. They were great people, and I met a couple others, and then we went into the venue, and I'm looking, and I'm like, this is it. Like this is. It was just so small. Like they had a balcony in the back, and it was like maybe two rows of balconies, but you can just look and. It was like it was right there on top of you, so
Yeah. It reminded me of a couple years ago they played in Bristol, Tennessee. I can't remember the name of the theater, but again, small theater, long, narrow, and they had to end up doing an acoustic show. There for that, but
well, you know how active the guys are on stage. It looked like they had to be very careful. Not to run into each other. It was that condensed. You know how they're running back and forth and back. I mean, they had the backdrop up where they can go up, but I expected them to start crashing into each other at one point.
yeah, but those were those are cool shows.
The sound was great. The sound was fantastic. I was over to the right a little bit on Brad's side, but on the aisle, so I was like right there. And they played everything you expect them to play, with the addition of the couple that I brought up before.
I heard that you were bitching because a couple of people were standing in front of you.
You heard I was, because
Yeah.
people, no one stands in front of me, Josh.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard you were like, get off my lawn.
I was on the aisle, so I got to step out a little bit, so it made it
So
better.
are you a stander or sitter? What's your thoughts on that?
I'm a stander. There are occasions that I would have to take a seat just to give me a little, a little breather, but I don't know why people sit the whole show.
Yeah. My thought process has always been if it's a, if they can see me standing and I can be part of the show, kind of, right? Like they can feel my energy, then I'll stand. Okay. But if I'm in an arena and I'm up on the upper bowl, where they don't know what the fuck I'm doing at all, I'll sit. Now, if people in front of me want to stand, I'm cool with it. I'll stand.
Right.
But I'm not going to stand and, and if there are people right behind me. So it's like, yeah, so it's just, I don't get, I went to a rock show and the people in front of me are standing. Like, well, listen, man, some people are young at heart. You let the old person in and if you got fucking some disability where you can't stand, then why the fuck aren't you in a disabled seat? That's not my problem. My biggest issue is fucking people chatting. I've gotten almost fights with people because I'm at a show and all I can hear is them fucking
Oh, that would drive me
gong.
nuts. That would drive me
Half
nuts.
of them have been women, and I will be very vocal. I will tell them to shut the fuck up. Is your husband here? Because I'm going to tell him to tell you to shut the fuck up. Because usually what happens, you tell the women to shut up, they get their husband involved. And, I just try to bypass them, yeah, that gets me is to be at a
Yeah, I
show.
could see. Yeah.
And it doesn't matter the band. I think I about killed someone, and I think we were singing Foghat. Like they were opening for someone. And I like Foghat. They're all right, right? I could give a shit less. But it's just like motherfuckers, yeah, that's who, standers and sitters need to unite, and we all need to go after the fucking people chit chat.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my philosophy. It's like, if you're at a show and they can feel the energy, yeah, stand. I get it a little bit if you're up in the fucking balcony, there's no one fucking around and everybody else is sitting and you're standing. Me personally, I don't give a shit, but I can see how, all right, dude, they don't know you're here. I mean, if at least you're gonna stand, you better dance well, it's just
I don't think there's any excuse for not standing if you're in the first 10 rows
No, definitely
at
not.
all.
No. And like I said, if
And some of those shows they don't allow standing, that and that I think that drives people more nuts that they don't allow you to, like, there was a show, I think it was down
yeah,
here.
there's been a few. I mean, again, that's the venue. I can't
Right.
dictate that, but and I get it. I mean, we're getting older, but for Christ's sake, you know what I mean?
Stand the whole show. You're going to feel it later and probably the next day, but.
Listen, if you can't stand the whole fucking show, you fucking put down the fucking ho-hos, man. Fucking start walking, build up some stamina. I'm probably there's probably people out there fucking hating on me now.
Right, you just
But
lost half the viewership.
I don't know. But come on, man. Whatever. Stan, have fun. I don't give a shit. But that's just my.
And I would never, if people want to sit, let them sit.
Oh, I don't
But
have a problem with people sitting.
like people, I've seen, heard people complain why there's so many people sitting. Well, let them sit. You don't have to sit.
Yeah, I mean, I
That's
don't
just my take on it.
know. And I mean, you'll get the
What do I?
thing. You'll get the things where if I do like a live, why are the people sitting? It's like, I don't know. You want me to go fucking ask them? And it is weird. Like, I remember me and Jack. Here I am name dropping. But this, I mean, it's, I guess that's what I've been told. That's what I'm here for. A conduit. But it does let you know that they see this too, right? Remember I mentioned Harris, Michigan, sound check. All right, I probably do got to take this. Let me pause you. Okay, let me see if I can do this. Hold on. James Blades. Recording in progress. Sorry about that interruption. Me and Dave are important people, and important people sometimes have to take calls.
We all answer to the night machine, don't we?
And it runs like an ice machine just all the time, man, all the time, just chugging along. All right, so we don't really remember where we left off, but I think we covered about everything. So, hopefully everybody had a good time in Florida and Georgia. I will see everybody coming up in Pennsylvania and Washington, and I think it's called Grantville. Come have a beer with me Friday night. What else?
Make sure they purchase the beers for you.
Oh
That's the key thing.
yeah. Need to do that. If you want some Fans of Motion shirts, Eric Levy shirts, let me know. I can, like I said, we can mail them. I can bring them to the show. Go to YouTube's and click subscribe. Go to Facebook, Night Ranger Fans of Motion. Search that, click join. We're on Instagram, Twitter, X, all that good stuff.
All the fun stuff.
Dave, tell all your adoring fans goodbye.
Goodbye.
Boom, 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 bam.